East West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the eighth inning, extra innings here in game one of this twin bill between the 66ers and the Grizzlies. Fresno leads Inland Empire 5-4. The automatic runner at second is Joe Redfield. As now we have, I believe they, I don't know what the umpire just signaled, but either way, Bryson Hammer will take on Anthony Skull. As the first pitch is a ground ball slowly hit, and the second baseman in Mendez makes the play. Redfield to third. It goes 4-3, so the first out is productive as it brings up Juan Flores. Flores is 0-3 with an RBI after the slow roller to the second baseman in Mendez. And now the infield for Fresno comes in 5-4. The tying run is at third as here comes the pitch to Flores. And it is low for a ball, kind of one ball and no strikes. There'll be Castillo and then DeJesus afterwards. Here comes the 1-0 from Bryson Hammer, who's thrown 2 2/3 innings as that's low, counted two balls and no strikes. For Bryson Hammer, and for Hammer, his career high 3 innings. As here comes the 2-0 from the lefty. Long pause. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball. Base hit to right. We are tied at 5. And the game will continue at least momentarily as Redfield has scored 4 of the 5 runs for Inland Empire. Flores, an RBI single with the infield in. Didn't matter if the infield was drawn back. It was a slow roller. It is a hit and a run. An unearned run as well as it brings up Kevin Castillo, who's 0-3. Runner at first with one out. We are tied at 5 here in the eighth. As here comes the pitch and a bunt attempt, and it goes foul. Count it, no balls and one strike. From Kevin Castillo and Bryson Hammer. Juan Flores has 2 of the RBIs, but Joe Redfield has 4 runs in this game. That's unbelievable. Redfield 3-4, home run, triple, RBI, 4 runs here in game one of this doubleheader. Action now in the Fresno bullpen. Looks like Brady Hill starting to get loose, as that is a good breaking ball, but it just misses inside. Count at 1-1. That was one of those breaking balls from Hammer that just missed, but a good spot where if you swing at that, all you do is hit a chopper to second. Here comes the 1-1 to Castillo. Outside, counted 2 balls and a strike for Bryson Hammer. So this game will at least will hopefully go to another inning for Fresno, and their offense going to try to score again. Here comes the 2-1 to Castillo, and it's fouled off, counted 2-2 as it goes towards the dugout, and Cesar Galvez, the bench coach, had to heads up over there, count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here in the bottom of the 8th inning, 5-5 here in game one of this doubleheader. We've just reached 6:08 p.m. here, local time. As here comes the 2-2. And it is just outside. It looked like it was in the zone. And the count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. And for Hammer, that was a strike. And it looked like a strike, and I believe it was, as the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Hammer will now have to battle here against Castillo. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off, and I believe it hit not only the catcher, but also the umpire. Count remains at 3 balls, 2 strikes from Bryson Hammer. Born in Stony Point, North Carolina, 12th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2023 out of Dallas Baptist. Hammer will come set. Here comes the 3-2. And it is low ball 4 and the winning run at second base. So Flores up to second. And now they're going to have a pinch runner for Flores to second base. So Castillo draws the walk. First walk by Hammer, and now a pinch runner for Juan Flores at second. And it's Adrian Plasencia. And he should just be a pinch runner. He does not catch. Plasencia is a switch hitter. And he will run here for Juan Flores. So runners at first and second with one out. And now it's Randy DeJesus, who is 0-for-3. As the Grizzlies trying to continue this game. They're trying to get to the ninth inning. As Hammer looks in for the sign. He will come set. And here comes the pitch from Hammer to DeJesus, who swings and fouls it off. Counting no balls in 1 strike. As the umpire will get some new baseballs here in the bottom of the 8th inning. The crowd starting to file in. They were able to get tickets to either one of these doubleheaders. As here comes the 0-1. Hammer looks back the runner, the pitch, and a good stop from Perry in the zone. Count at 1-1. Perry, great job blocking that pitch there from Hammer. Runners at first and second with one out here in the bottom of the 8th. Fresno trying to extend their road winning streak to 6 games. They are 9-1 on the road. They are undefeated in the gray jerseys. As here's a fly ball to right field. Coming in is the right fielder. He can't make the play. The throw to the plate is blocked by Perry, and the bases are loaded with one out. Plasencia to third, Castillo to second, DeJesus, a bloop single. And Fresno now will have to get Capri Ortiz with the bases loaded and only one down. As here comes manager Steve Solis. And it looks like they're going to go to Brady Hill to try to get 2 big outs. And actually, it's going to be Wellington Herrera coming to the game. It was Hill and now Herrera coming in. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chukchansi Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium. Bottom of the eighth inning, tied at five, bases loaded for Inland Empire, and it's Capri Ortiz. As the first pitch is outside, count at 1-0. Ortiz looked to bunt right there. Ortiz 0-2 with a walk and a run. A hit or a walk or an air possibly could score the winning run as here comes the 1-0. And a bunt attempt and goes foul. Count of 1-1. They were trying the squeeze play there. On the count of 1-1, the infield is playing more in than double play depth. They're going to try to get the runner at the plate with the speed of Ortiz. It'd be hard to turn two. And Wellington Herrera is the pitcher for Fresno. As here's the 1-1, and that is a called strike. Count at 1-2. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate from Herrera. The left-hander looking for a strikeout of Ortiz. Here comes the 1-2 from Herrera. And it is outside. Count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Herrera, 5 straight scoreless outings for him. He has tossed 7 innings, allowing 5 hits, 1 hit by pitch, no walks, and 14 strikeouts in that span. As here's a ground ball, and that will do it. A base hit, and the 66ers walk it off. They beat the Grizzlies here in extras, 6-5. Both losses for Fresno on the road have been on walk-off losses. We'll be back for game 2 in about 30 minutes. We'll have no pregame. We'll talk to you about the game when we come back. 30 minutes before game 2.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chancey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
All droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you. Droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies left-hand pitcher Isaiah Coupe. Thank you for taking time for this interview.
I'm glad to be here. Glad to be here.
So talk a little bit about your upbringing. The fans want to know where you're from and how you got into the game of baseball.
Well, I'm raised in Chicago. My dad's from Haiti. My mom's from Chicago. majority of my life has been in Chicago growing up, but the first couple years were in Haiti with my dad, and then we moved to Chicago. So just trying to get after it and grind.
So can you tell fans how exactly it works going from Haiti to Chicago, but also pretty cool to live in Haiti, right?
Pretty cool. I guess you could say that. I was super young, don't remember much, but my dad always said it's hard times out there. So when we got over to Chicago, you just got to work for everything you got. So that's pretty much my upbringing right there, just crying for everything.
Absolutely. And I mean, Coupe, there's the French, you know, Haitian name right there. But, you know, you grew up as a Chicago White Sox fan. You were a big Mark Burley fan. And that's where I'm assuming your love for baseball started, too.
Mm-hmm. I used to, 2005, I went to the World Series with my dad and family. And after that, I was 3 years old, 4 years old. But I never put down baseball after that. Kept it going ever since.
And your dad, you said, was a college baseball player as well, too. Was he a pitcher like you?
Yeah, he was two-way. He did outfield and pitch. So, yeah, he taught me pretty much most of what I know about pitching to this day.
So you're someone that throws a lot of breaking balls, and that curveball and the slider specifically has RPMs that are over 3,000. How does one get to that point with their breaking ball?
Honestly, I have no clue. I've been doing that since a little kid. It's the first time I ever got it. The data measured, it was 3,000, so I just throw it how everybody else throw it, but somehow I spin it very well.
Is it the way you grip it? Is it the way maybe it comes out of your arm? I mean, you have a very unique angle, too.
I think it has something to do with the angle and the slide it's coming from. But I throw it pretty much the same like grips as everybody else, but it just happens to spin a little faster than others.
Well, you know, after your time, you went to Flossmoor High School, and then you went to Ohio State. Now, I'm a Buckeye fan. How did you enjoy your time in Columbus?
I love Columbus. That was one of the best decisions of my life going to Ohio State. I don't regret it at all. I love it.
Yeah, three seasons there. Did you get a chance to go to the rivalry game against Michigan, or did you go to basketball games, football games, everything in between?
I was a football. I went to both rivalry games. Love those games. Those games, time of your life. You had a time of your life there. So still hate Michigan to this day. won't ever stop.
Yeah, I don't think we should ever say the M word ever again when it comes down to it. But you were drafted by the Rockies. You know, where were you when you found out that you were drafted in the fourth round in 2023?
I was in Chicago at my house, gathering around the TV with my family. So that's where I was.
I love that. You know, it's an experience unlike any other. And then also you got your first experience in the ACL, but now then you were off to Fresno before the end of the season. A couple relief appearances out of the bullpen. How was your first stint with the Grizzlies?
It was a unique experience. We were making a playoff push. Hopefully we didn't get it done, but it was good to get my feet wet and then learn what the competition in pro ball is like.
You know, and then this offseason, what were some goals for you to build onto this year? And did you know that you were going to become a starter possibly this season?
Mm-hmm. They told me I was going to start when I was drafted, so I was preparing to start. And then the goals of the offseason were mainly straighten out my fastball. I had some arm side run, but I needed a little more carry to it. So that was the main goal of the offseason.
Can you tell fans exactly what that means with arm side run?
Fastball moving to the left or my arm side of my body, so tailing towards the lefties, but I'm trying to get it to mainly stay straight longer so it has a little more carry.
You know, you're also a prized prospect in this Rockies system. So what are some goals here in 2024 for Isaiah Coupe?
I want to get to 100 innings, finally get the true pro ball feel of being a starter and pitching once a week or every 5 days. So that's the main goal, to get to 100 innings.
You know, one thing that I always talk about, too, is, you know, a guy who has a lot of breaking ball and a lot of spin on your breaking balls, it's a lot of trust with your catchers. And we've seen over the past couple of starts just by the ability to catch the ball in the dirt from Ben McCabe and Darius Perry. Talk a little bit about your catchers. Give them some love.
Oh, I love my catchers. I wouldn't be anywhere without them. Me being a breaking ball pitcher, like, I need the catchers. And they've been coming through for me, so I love my catchers.
You know, I know that you're a baseball guy, but I know we've talked a little bit of basketball as well. The Cavaliers are in the postseason. Do you think the Cavs have a shot this year?
No shot.
Oh, man, don't tell me that. I don't want to hear that. But they have a good crew. I hope that they do well in the future. But, Isaiah, I appreciate your time on this interview.
All right, thank you for having me.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
All droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies left-hand pitcher Isaiah Coupe. Thank you for taking time for this interview.
I'm glad to be here.
So talk a little bit about your upbringing. The fans want to know where you're from and how you got into the game of baseball.
I'm raised in Chicago. My dad's from Haiti. My mom's from Chicago. Majority of my life was spent in Chicago growing up, but the first couple years were in Haiti with my dad, and then we moved to Chicago. So just trying to get after it and grind.
So can you tell fans how exactly it works going from Haiti to Chicago, but also pretty cool to live in Haiti, right?
Pretty cool. I guess you could say that. I was super young, don't remember much, but my dad always said it's a hard time out there. So when we got over to Chicago, you just got to work for everything you got. So that's pretty much my upbringing right there, just grind for everything.
Absolutely. And I mean, Coupe, there's the French, you know, Haitian name right there. But, you know, you grew up as a Chicago White Sox fan. You're a big Mark Burley fan. And that's where I'm assuming your love for baseball started, too.
Mm-hmm. I used to, 2005, I went to the World Series with my dad and family. And after that, I was 3 years old, 4 years old. But I never put down baseball after that. Kept it going ever since.
And your dad, you said, was a college baseball player as well, too. Was he a pitcher like you?
Yeah, he was two-way. He did outfield and pitch. So, yeah, he taught me pretty much most of what I know about pitching to this day.
So you're someone that throws a lot of breaking balls, and that curveball and the slider specifically has RPMs that are over 3,000. How does one get to that point with their breaking ball?
Honestly, I have no clue. I've been doing that since a little kid. It's the first time I ever got it. The data measured, it was 3,000, so I just throw it how everybody else throw it, but somehow I spin it very well.
Is it the way you grip it? Is it the way maybe it comes out of your arm? I mean, you have a very unique angle, too.
I think it has something to do with the angle and the slide it's coming from. But I throw it pretty much the same like grips as everybody else, but it just happens to spin a little faster than others.
Well, you know, after your time, you went to Flossmoor High School, and then you went to Ohio State. Now, I'm a Buckeye fan. How did you enjoy your time in Columbus?
I love Columbus. That was one of the best decisions of my life, going to Ohio State. I don't regret it at all. I love it.
Yeah, three seasons there. Did you get a chance to go to the rivalry game against Michigan, or did you go to basketball games, football games, everything in between?
I was a football. I went to both rivalry games. Love those games. Those games, time of your life. You had a time of your life there. So still hate Michigan to this day. won't ever stop.
Yeah, I don't think we should ever say the M word ever again when it comes down to it. But you were drafted by the Rockies. You know, where were you when you found out that you were drafted in the fourth round in 2023?
I was in Chicago at my house, gathering around the TV with my family. So that's where I was.
I love that. You know, it's an experience unlike any other. And then also you got your first experience in the ACL, but now then you were off to Fresno before the end of the season, a couple relief appearances out of the bullpen. How was your first stint with the Grizzlies?
It was a unique experience. We were making a playoff push. Hopefully we didn't get it done, but it was good to get my feet wet and then learn what the competition in pro ball is like.
You know, and then this offseason, what were some goals for you to build onto this year? And did you know that you were going to become a starter possibly this season?
Mm-hmm. They told me I was going to start when I was drafted, so I was preparing to start. And then the goals of the offseason were mainly straighten out my fastball. I had some arm side run, but I needed a little more carry to it, so that was the main goal of the offseason.
Can you tell fans exactly what that means with arm side run?
Fastball moving to the left or my arm side of my body, so tailing towards the lefties, but I'm trying to get it to mainly stay straight longer so it has a little more carry.
You know, you're also a prize prospect in this Rockies system. So what are some goals here in 2024 for Isaiah Coupe?
I want to get to 100 innings, finally get the true pro ball feel of being a starter and pitching once a week or every 5 days. So that's the main goal, to get to 100 innings.
You know, one thing that I always talk about, too, is, you know, a guy who has a lot of breaking ball and a lot of spin on your breaking balls, it's a lot of trust with your catchers. And we've seen over the past couple of starts just by the ability to catch the ball in the dirt from Ben McCabe and Darius Perry. Talk a little bit about your catchers. Give them some love.
Oh, I love my catchers. I wouldn't be anywhere without them. Me being a breaking ball pitcher, like, I need the catchers, and they've been coming through for me. So I love my catchers.
You know, I know that you're a baseball guy, but I know we've talked a little bit of basketball as well. The Cavaliers are in the postseason. Do you think the Cavs have a shot this year?
No shot.
Oh, man, don't tell me that. I don't want to hear that. But they have a good crew. I hope that they do well in the future. But, Isaiah, I appreciate your time on this interview.
All right, thank you for having me.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
All droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chancey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
All droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chancey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Hello and welcome back to Fresno Grizzlies baseball. Your Fresno Grizzlies game two of this doubleheader against the Inland Empire 66ers. Stu Flesland III takes on Christian Garcia, and we are ready for game two. As here comes the first pitch from Flesland III, it's a called strike, and we are underway at 6:55 p.m. for game two. The Grizzlies, the home team here in game two. As he next pitches a cold strike to Christian Garcia. As we get set for the first inning here in San Manuel Stadium. Here comes the 0-2 from Flesland. It is low for a ball. Count of one ball and two strikes. Christian Garcia, the third baseman. Right fielder Joe Redfield. And center fielder Anthony Skoll will be 1-2-3. In this order against Flesland, as that is swung on and missed. And Garcia strikes out. Flesland the third starts his first start as a Grizzly with a punch out. As it brings up right fielder Joe Redfield with one out. Glad you could join us for game two of this doubleheader. The Grizzlies falling 6-5 victims in the eighth inning on a walk-off single from Capri Ortiz. And now Joe Redfield, who scored four runs in the first game, as he sees a strike from Flesland the third. Count it, no balls and one strike. Stu Flesland the third making his first start this year, eighth appearance overall. A 1-0 record, a 1.74 ERA, as that ball is shot foul. Count it 0-2. After Redfield will be Anthony Skoll, the center fielder. DH Sonny DeShera, first baseman Emmanuel Vargas. Left fielder Kevin Castillo, second baseman Adrian Plasencia, shortstop Capri Ortiz, and catcher Peter Burns. As that is outside, count of one ball and two strikes to Redfield. The Grizzlies will go Aiden Longwell. He's the DH, Tevin Tucker at second base. Andy Perez is the shortstop. Jake Snyder in left field, as that is swung on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts for Flesland the third, as it brings up Anthony Skoll, a long swing by Redfield for the second strikeout. And just like that, Flesland the third, back-to-back punchouts to start his evening. In game two of this doubleheader, your Grizzlies, the home team, they are 13-8 overall. Inland Empire 5-16, as here's a ground ball, backhand by the shortstop. Perez, a long throw, and it's going to be not in time as Skoll beats it out. An infield single, tough play for Perez. Did everything he could to try to make that play, and it comes up just short. As now it's Sonny DeShera, the DH for Inland Empire. So DeShera now to the plate. Runner at first with two outs here in the top of the first. Glad you could join us for game two of this doubleheader here in San Bernardino, California at San Manuel Stadium. First pitch is low. Count of one ball and no strikes. The Grizzlies, Aiden Longwell, the DH, Tevin Tucker, the second baseman. Here comes the 1-0. That is a called strike. Count of 1-1. Andy Perez, the shortstop, we just called his name. He will bat third, the lefty. As here comes the 1-1 from Stu Flesland the third. That's a strike. Count now one ball and two strikes. Jake Snyder, the left fielder, he bats cleanup. As here comes the 1-2 from Stu Flesland the third. Flesland the third, long pause. Here comes the 1-2 from the left-hander. And a check instead on the runner. No go is Anthony Skoll after a two-out infield single. Playing 7 innings in game 2 of this doubleheader. The first game going 8 innings, extra innings, as Fresno fell by a score of 6-5. There comes the 1-2. And a high chopper to third. This is Mendez, the third baseman, over to first in time. And a clean inning for Stu Flezlin, the third. We had the bomb the first. The Grizzlies, they will be coming up to bat. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium. Bottom of the first inning, the Grizzlies coming to bat. They are the home team in game 2 of this doubleheader. As Andre Sanchez gets the ball for the 66ers, and Aiden Longwell to the dish here in the bottom of the first. Here comes the first pitch from there is Longwell, fly ball out to left field. The left fielder playing near the line will make the catch in Castillo, and Longwell is retired. F7 for the first out. As will bring up Tevin Tucker, the second baseman. For the Grizzlies in the top of the first inning, by the way, DeShera, the ground out to Luis Mendez, so no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. As here in the bottom of the first, now it's Tevin Tucker. Here comes the pitch, and it is a called strike. The count of no balls and one strike to Tevin Tucker. First time he's played in the twin bill. He'll be our pregame guest tomorrow as here comes the 0-1. That's a called strike. Counting no balls and two strikes. Glad you could join us for game 2 of this doubleheader here in San Bernardino, California, between your Grizzlies and 66ers, who have split the first two games of this series. Here's the 0-2 and a ground ball, and it is up the middle, a base hit off the shortstop Ortiz's glove in a center field. And Tucker now a one-out single. Fresno's first hit of the second game, and it brings up Andy Perez, the Grizzlies shortstop. Perez has hit safely in 19 of his first 20 games of the season. As Andre Sanchez gets the ball for Inland Empire. Glad you could join us. Caden Gustafson is the plate umpire. Garrett Nelson on the bases. As Perez fly ball out to center field. It is playable, though, for Skoll, who will make the catch for the out. Two outs now as it brings up the left fielder in Jake Snyder. The Grizzlies back in their road grays for both games. They lost their first game in the road grays in the first part of the doubleheader. Back in their grays while Inland Empire going to the light blue jerseys for game 2. As here comes the pitch from the righty and Sanchez, swung on and foul tip, counted 0-1. Andre Sanchez just called up today from the Arizona Complex League, making his debut with the 66ers. Not much on the right-hander as here comes the pitch from the righty. And Snyder takes it inside, and the count now at 1-1. Two outs, runner at first here in the bottom of the first. No score between Inland Empire and Fresno. The Grizzlies, the home team, despite playing on the road, as that is swung on and missed. Count at 1-2. Don't see it very often, but that's what happens when you rain out twice at home and you don't play that team again at your ballpark. But you do play them here, and that's what happened between the 66ers and the Grizzlies. As here comes the 1-2 to Jake Snyder. Snyder swinging a missed ball in the dirt, and now off to first base. Peter Burns over to the first baseman Vargas, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies, a one-out single, left stranded. We head to the top of the second with no score. We'll be back right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium. Wednesday night baseball in the doubleheader. We are in the top of the second inning. No score between the 66ers and the Grizzlies as Stu Flesland III gets ready to take on Emmanuel Vargas. As the first pitch is a strike from Stu Flesland III. A 1-0 record, a 1.74 ERA. Flesland III last time appeared on April 27th as that ball is hooked foul and the count quickly 0-2. Where he threw 2 2/3 innings against San Jose, making his third appearance, first start against the 66ers. Eighth game overall, first start in his professional career. As here comes the 0-2 and a fly ball out to center field. Hobson is there. He will reach up and make the catch for the out. It goes F8 for the first out as it brings up the left fielder in Kevin Castillo. Stu Flesland III is 6'5", 207 pounds. The left-hander is 23 years old, born October 1st, 2000 in Spokane, Washington. An 11th round draft pick, pick number 322 in 2023. As he first pitches outside of Castillo, count at 1-0. Went to the University of Washington. Prior to that was at Boise State for the Mount Spokane High School product. That name sounds familiar. That's because Brady Hill, a Grizzlies teammate, was his teammate in high school. Now the duo playing for Fresno. Here in the top of the second inning, no score. Glad you could join us for game two of this twin bill. Grizzlies falling 6-5 in game one of the doubleheader. As here comes the 1-1, and a breaking ball just misses, count at 2-1. The Grizzlies, they have now lost three straight games, including their last doubleheader 2 years ago, which was against Lake Elsinore. So they have lost a doubleheader three straight games in a row, and two of them in extra innings. All three games, the Grizzlies have allowed six runs. They lost 6-1 In game one on April 24th, 2022 versus Lake Elsinore. In game two, which went eight innings, it was 6-2. And then they just lost 6-5 on a walk-off to Inland Empire in eight innings. So, three straight losses on doubleheaders when allowing six runs. Here's the 2-2. Fouled off by Castillo, stays alive, and the count remains the same. So the Grizzlies looking to split this twin bill. Fresno and Inland Empire have gone back and forth in terms of wins this year. Fresno won, Inland Empire won. Fresno won, Inland Empire, then Grizzlies, 66ers. As here comes the 2-2, and a line drive and into right field, a base hit over the second baseman Tucker, who leaped high, and Castillo, a one-out single. Second hit for the 66ers, as it brings up second baseman Adrian Placencia. Fresno, now 8-1 in the gray jerseys. They are 9-2 on the road. Both are losses on walk-offs. And the walk-off loss ended their five-game winning streak. As here's the pitch, and a foul ball right into the netting. Count it 0-1. But the last time the Grizzlies lost in a walk-off was 2 weeks ago on Wednesday to Stockton. Fresno would go on to win Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then, of course, they won yesterday to make it 5 in a row on the road. As here comes the 0-1. Swung on and foul tipped. Count it 0-2. The Grizzlies also fell to 12-2 when allowing the first run. When the opposing team scores first, they are 0-2 when allowing the first run. They're 11-1 when scoring first. 0-2 when not. As here comes the 0-2, and there goes the runner in the dirt, and a stolen base for Castillo. So runner at second with one out here in the top of the second inning. Inland Empire, despite playing at their home ballpark, are the road team. As here comes the 1-2 to Adrian Placencia from Stu Fleslin III, as time called from Placencia. So the Grizzlies went on the road 0-2 when they don't score first. 11-1 when they do score first on the road. As here's the 1-2 and a chopper foul. And the count remains at 1-2. As the Grizzlies trying to get back in the win column. 1-2, 1-out. Runner at second here in the top of the second inning, no score. Here comes the pitch from Fleslin III. Winds and deals, and that is just low. Counted 2-2. Kaden Gustafson, the home plate umpire. Inland Empire wearing their light blue jerseys with 66ers run across the front. Fresno back in their road grays. Here's the 2-2 from Fleslin III. And it's a high chopper and a great play from Longwell. The throw to Fleslin covering. How did Longwell make that play? A late bounce, and Longwell had to reach his glove up when he was already on the ground diving, and he makes the second out. Castillo up to third on the ground. Out it goes 3-1. What a play for the second out for Longwell. If that ball gets in the right field, actually it was Hinchman the first baseman, not Longwell, excuse me. Longwell was the first baseman in game one. But either way, Hinchman with a great play. That's the second out, runner at third. But if that ball gets in the right field, the 66ers have the lead. As the first pitch is a ball, count at 1-0. From Stu Fleslin III. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, count at 2-0. Good stop from Ben McCabe. Capri Ortiz is the batter. Ortiz, the walk-off single in the eighth inning to give the 66ers the walk-off win. As here comes the pitch and a ground ball, and it goes foul down the third baseline. Mendez was right near the bag. Count now at 2-1. Here in the top of the second inning, Grizzlies defensively, Jake Snyder in left, Caleb Hobson in center, E.J. Andrews Jr. in right. Here comes the pitch from Flesland, and it is just high. Count at 3 balls and a strike. Luis Mendez at third, Andy Perez at short, Tevin Tucker at second, and Jason Hinchman at first. Longwell's the DH. As that is low, ball 4, and a walk to Ortiz. First walk issued by Flesland the third. Runners at the corners here with 2 outs for the catcher in Peter Burns. So Peter Burns now to the dish. Burns, 5'10", 190 pounds. Makes his first start of the series. As here comes the pitch from Stu Flesland the third. And it is outside. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. Inland Empire trying to score first against the lefty in Flesland the third. A very tough angle. As here comes the 1-0. That is a called strike. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stu Flesland the third is all away from our point of view, the right side of the rubber, which would be the left side to him. As here comes the pitch, and that's a line drive out to center field, dropping fast, but caught by the center field Hobson to end the inning. Flesland the third avoids trouble as we head to the bottom of the second. No score. We'll be back right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium here in San Bernardino, California. Bottom of the second inning, no score between Inland Empire and Fresno, as Jason Hinchman will lead things off against Andre Sanchez. Sanchez, 5'10", 140 pounds. Sanchez is from Cordoba, Veracruz, Mexico. Signed as an international and drafted free agent by the Angels in 2022. As here comes the pitch to Hinchman, and Hinchman takes a pitch high. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sanchez last played with Tri-City, but just called up from the ACL complex. As Hinchman pops one way up, first baseman in Vargas in foul territory makes the catch. And that is the first out. And it brings up third baseman Luis Mendez. Grizzlies falling 6-5 in game one of the doubleheader. Felix Tena, a 2-run homer. Darius Perry had a double and a run. And Mendez, an RBI single in game one of the doubleheader, as Mendez takes a pitch inside, count at 1-0. Andy Perez, who's already batted in this game, an RBI double in game one of the twin bill. As here comes the 1-0 to Mendez, and it's a 2-bouncer to the shortstop, and making the play is Ortiz for the second out. It goes 6-3 as it brings up the catcher in Ben McCabe. The Grizzlies have one hit so far through an inning and two thirds. They're the home team wearing the grays. I don't know how many times you'll see that in professional baseball. Both teams agreed to these jerseys for part of this doubleheader. As here comes the pitch, and it is inside. Count of one ball and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch to Ben McCabe, who had two hits yesterday as he swings and misses. Good, healthy hack from McCabe. Count of one ball and one strike. Here comes the 1-1 to McCabe. Inside, and it hits him. Just got a piece of McCabe. It's a two-out hit by pitch. And so we'll allow E.J. Andrews Jr. to stride to the plate with two outs and a runner at first. Like to give a shout-out to Dominic Lorenz and his family tuning in for both parts of this doubleheader. Glad you could listen to Fresno Grizzlies baseball this Wednesday night. A beautiful night here at San Manuel Stadium. Here's the pitch, and it is a ball low to Andrews Jr., who has played both parts of this doubleheader. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch to Andrews Jr., who's due right here. And he swings and misses. Count of 1-1. Good fastball there from the right-hander and Andre Sanchez against Stu Flesland III. As we said, Sanchez just called up to Inland Empire this afternoon in a plethora or flurry of moves. As that's a strike, count of one ball and two strikes. Right-hand pitcher Jace Gokul was released by the Angels organization today. As here's the 1-2 and a base hit up the middle for Andrews Jr. He was due as now McCabe looking for three. He will get there without a throw to third. Runners at the corners now with two outs for Caleb Hobson. McCabe on his horse gets to third. It's a single for Andrews Jr. Second hit for Fresno. And now Caleb Hobson. Left-hand pitcher Mo Hanley was placed on the injured list. Catcher Dario Lavarde, first baseman Luis Torres, and right-hand pitcher Mario Zabala transfer to rookie-level ACL Angels. Left-hand pitcher Andre Gonzalez transferred from High A Tri-City. As now Hobson looks to bunt, it's outside, count of 1-0. Sanchez, outfielder Emmanuel Vargas, and catcher Yermi Villahermosa transferred from the ACL Angels. And as we said, there is a lot of moves. As here comes the 1-0. And it is outside. Counted two balls and no strikes to Caleb Hobson. As there's a mound visit now between the catcher in Burns and the pitcher in Sanchez. Here in the bottom of the second inning. As the Grizzlies would love to win this second game of this doubleheader and continue their hot play on the road. Here comes the 2-0 to Caleb Hobson. And he takes a strike all the way, count it 2-1. Hey, Grizzlies fans, there's a pre-sale code to buy Thomas Rhett tickets for his concert in October. FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. As here comes the pitch, and it is low, three balls and one strike. Thomas Rhett will be performing at Chukchansey Park in October. Grab your tickets now in the presale. FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. Here comes the 3-1 to Caleb Hobson with runners at the corners and two outs. And it's a fly ball to shallow left field. It's going to be the shortstop Ortiz, and he will make the catch to end the inning. The Grizzlies put a couple base runners on, but come up empty. We head to the top of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium. Top of the third inning, no score between Inland Empire and Fresno. As Christian Garcia will lead things off against Stu Flesland III. Flesland III now, if he can get two more outs, will tie a career high in innings pitch, as that is outside. Count at one ball and no strikes. For Stu Flesland III, here comes the 1-0 to Christian Garcia, and it swung on and missed, count at 1-1. Flesland III appeared twice against San Jose in the last series for the Grizzlies at Chuck Chansey Park. Pitched twice in the last road trip at Stockton, as that pitch is low, count at 2 balls and a strike. Pitched against these 66ers twice in the first homestand of the season. And then in the first 3 games of the year, pitched on the opening night game, as that pitch runs inside, count at 3 balls and a strike. He's been used a bunch by Grizzlies pitching coach Rolando Garza. As here comes the 3-1 and a chopper to third. It goes foul. Count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. But Flesland III has been outstanding so far. On April 5th at San Jose, 2 hitless and scoreless innings with 1 strikeout. He's been a part of 2 of the 3 Grizzlies shutouts this year. And he fanned a career-high 5 batters over a career-high 2 2/3 innings in his last outing against the San Jose Giants. As here comes the pitch from the lefty, and it's outside, a leadoff walk to Garcia. Second walk issued by Flesland III. And it brings up Joe Redfield, who's 0-for-1. Redfield was a double shy of the cycle in game 1 of the doubleheader, as he takes on Stu Flesland III. Flesland III comes set in the lefty-lefty matchup. Here comes the pitch from him. Hits outside, count of 1 ball and no strikes. Flesland III, as we said, attended Mount Spokane High School in Spokane, Washington. About 23 minutes from Avista Stadium, home of our High A team, the Spokane Indians. As here comes the 1-0, that is outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Went to the same high school as current teammate Brady Hill. They grew up together since they were 12 years old. As here comes the 2-0. And it is a called strike, count of 2 balls and 1 strike. In Flesland's senior year, he was named to the All-Greater Spokane League first team and garnered All-State second team honors after posting a 0.19 ERA, as the 2-1 is a strike, count at 2-2. And I want to know what it took to be the first team, because if you had the second team and a 0.19 ERA, to the guy for the first team have 0.18? It's unbelievable the numbers he put up his senior year in high school. Here comes a 2-2. That is low. 3 balls and 2 strikes. In his junior year, he logged a 0.78 ERA. And his sophomore year was the only underclassman pitcher on either the first or second Greater Spokane League teams. As that is fouled off and just to the left of us, count remains with the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Felizno III comes from a great family of athletes. His mom, Melanie, played basketball at Wenatchee Valley Community College. And his sister, Morgan, played softball at Oregon State. As here comes the 3-2 from Felizno III to Redfield. And it is a fly ball to center field. Racing back is Hobson. He is still turning, and he makes the catch at the warning track for the out. Redfield has driven the ball deep a couple times today. And that one just missed going out. It's the first out of the inning as it brings up Anthony Skoll, who's 1-for-1 with a single. Speaking of softball, though, I'd like to give a shout-out to my alma mater, Northern Colorado, winning the Big Sky softball regular season, and now hopefully they will clinch a seed into the tournament, as that is fouled off by Skoll, counted no balls and one strike. Once a Bear, always a Bear. Northern Colorado, congratulations to our softball team for winning the regular season. As here comes the 0-1 from Fleslin III. And it's fouled off. Count now at no balls and two strikes. Speaking of Northern Colorado, and really the first big game in Fleslin III's college career came against the Bears. That was on February 29th of 2020, before the pandemic finished off the year. As the 0-2 is swung on and foul tipped, and McCabe couldn't hold on to it. Count still at 0-2. He struck out 5 in his start against Northern Colorado. It was his best start of the year before the pandemic ended his time at Boise State. As here comes the 0-2 from the lefty. And a foul ball, and continues at no balls and two strikes. And then he went to Washington for 3 seasons. And again, another great start on March 4th. In 2022 against Northern Colorado, as here comes the 0-2. And a ground ball, and it will get into right field, a base hit. Skoll is now 2-for-2, as here comes the throw-in from the right fielder, Andrews Jr. So Skoll 2-for-2 with that single. Garcia stops at second. Third hit for the 66ers. Runners at first and second with one out for Sonny Gichara. But against Northern Colorado, he punched out 9 over 6 frames of work. And that was on March 4th of 2023. Stu Flezen III, and then was drafted by the Rockies in the 11th round in 2023. As here comes the pitch from the lefty. Looks back the runner. And a fly ball out to right field. Andrews Jr. now going towards the line. He will now come back and misplay it. The ball drops, and he will throw the ball in, and everyone is safe. Andrews Jr. could tell from the moment the ball was lifted, he had no idea where the ball was. Garcia to third, Skoll to second, DeShera to first. And now the bases are loaded with one out for Emmanuel Vargas, who's 0-for-1 with a fly out. And the 66ers looking to take an early lead in this contest as the Grizzlies, a lot of trouble here in this frame. As here comes the pitch from Fleslin, and it is going to be a pitch clock violation on Fleslin. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. So it's a single for DeShera. Bases loaded, one out, and now Vargas just up from the ACL looking to drive in a run as he takes a ball. 2 balls and no strikes is now action down in that bullpen for Fresno. It's left-hander Sam Weatherly, it looks like. It is Weatherly. Here comes the 2-0. Swung on and missed. Good pitch down and in from Flesl in the third. Counted 2-1. Tough angle against the lefty. Comes at a very weird three-quarters arm slot. And the very tall left-hander, it's a very, very tough angle for any lefty. As it's a ground ball into right field, another base hit. And the 66ers have a 2-0 lead thanks to Emmanuel Vargas. And just like that, the 66ers grab an early lead. DeShera to second. Skull comes in to score. Garcia scores as well. It's the third hit and two runs now. And now will be Kevin Castillo, who's 1-for-1 with a single and a stolen base. Runners at first and second with one out. The 66ers grabbing the lead in Fresno. When falling behind, they have not won a game on the road. As here comes the pitch to Castillo. Outside, count at 1-0. So uncharted territories for Fresno. 2-0, Inland Empire already 5 hits and all singles against Stu Flesland the third. Here's the 1-0. Swung on and missed. Count of 1-1. Castillo, a big hack right there. Here on the top of the third inning, the 66ers came to play in this doubleheader. Here comes the 1-1 to Castillo from Flesl in the third. Looks back the runner. And a ground ball, and that's in a right field, a base hit. Same spot again, and now Andrews Jr. boots it. This should score a run. It is going to score DeShera. 3-0 66ers. Another hit. The horn as well. Castillo's 2-for-2. An RBI. It is an error as well for Andrews Jr. as Vargas gets to second. It's a hit, a run, and an error. So first and second with one out, and it's Adrian Plasencia as now a mound visit between McCabe and Flesl in the third. 3-0 66ers here in the third inning. Fresno the home team, so they could actually walk it off on the road, which is really weird to say, but Fresno, this would be a home game for them. So the numbers go to the home games instead of the road. But either way, Fresno falling behind here in the third inning. 3-0, Inland Empire. Here comes the pitch. And it's low in the count of 1-0. The Grizzlies have not played very well on Wednesdays this year. Fresno on Wednesdays are 1-3, but 0-2 on the road. As here comes the 1-0 to Plasencia. And it's a fly ball lifted out to right center field. Who's going to catch it? It is Hobson, the center fielder. Here's the throw in. It's going to be cut off by the shortstop in Perez. Up to third goes Vargas. Second out, both made by the center fielder in Hobson. And now Capri Ortiz, who walked his first time up. Two outs, runners at first and third. 3-0 Inland Empire against Fresno. Action still in that bullpen, and now manager Steve Solis looking down, talking to pitching coach Rolando Garza. Here comes the pitch from Flesland the third. And it is inside, count of 1-0. Lake Elsinore and San Jose, they're tied at 2 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Stockton leads Visalia 1-0. Rancho Cucamonga, Modesto tied at 1 in the second. 3-0 Inland Empire is accounted 2-0, to Ortiz as Flesl in the third up to 64 pitches. Here comes the pitch. There goes the runner, and that ball is lifted high in the air. Ben McCabe, the catcher, is there to end the inning, but not before the 66ers strike for 3 runs on 4 hits, and there was also 1 Grizzlies error. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. We'll be back right after this.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to San Bernardino, California, at San Manuel Stadium. Bottom of the third inning, 3-0, 66ers lead the Grizzlies. As Aiden Longwell will take a pitch outside, count at 1-0 against Andre Sanchez, who's been outstanding so far for Inland Empire. As that pitch is a strike on the outside part of the plate, count at 1-1. Four more games left in this series, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. As the 1-1 is a strike in there, count at 1-2 to Aiden Longwell. It was 0-for-1 with a flyout. 6:35 the next three nights. 2:05 on Sunday. As here comes the 1-2 to Aiden Longwell. Long pause. Here comes the 1-2. And a ground ball sharply hit to the third baseman in Garcia over to first in time. And it goes 5-3 as it brings up second baseman Tevin Tucker. So 2:05 on Sunday to wrap up this seven-game series. And then the Grizzlies back home to take on the Modesto Nuts in what should be one of the best series all year. Modesto, one of the best teams in baseball after winning the California League Championship last year, bringing back the majority of their offense from Ty Pete to Lázaro Montes. As here comes the 0-1, called strike, quickly 0-2 from Sanchez. And we hope to see you at the ballpark as the Grizzlies will have a couple big promotions during the week. As that is in the dirt, count of 1-2. The first game at 11:05 a.m. on Tuesday for our second of three making the grade games. Kids say at the ballpark we should have about 6,000. As here comes the 1-2, and it swung on and missed. Elevated fastball. Second strikeout for Sanchez. Second out of the inning as well. And it'll bring up Andy Perez, who's 0-for-1. But should be great for a kids game on Tuesday to start the series. And then Friday, May 10th, if you haven't heard our commercials, a 7:05 p.m. first pitch for Star Wars night. As there is a call strike to press, count at 0-1. Friday Night Fireworks presented by Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. The Grizzlies will be wearing specialty jerseys. And let me tell you, they are very cool. And then on Saturday, May 11th at 6:50 p.m., it's Christian Fellowship Night presented by Van G Logistics and Fresno Pacific University. As Perez fouls it off, now no balls and 2 strikes. We also have a gray Grizzlies hat giveaway for the first 1,500 fans. We hope to see you at the ballpark. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. As here comes the 0-2 to Perez. High for a ball, count of one ball and two strikes. 3-0 Inland Empire here in the bottom of the third at San Manuel Stadium. The 66ers jumping out in front again as that ball's in the dirt, count of two balls and two strikes. Fresno's 6-5 loss in game one moved the Grizzlies to 0-5 in one or two run games on the season. To put in perspective, the team last year for Fresno, they had just 6 losses all year long in one or two run affairs. Here's a line drive out to left field, a base hit. That ball gets down. Perez will stop at first in a hurry. And it's a 2-out single for Andy Perez. Third hit for Fresno as it brings up Jake Snyder, who's 0-for-1. And with that single by Perez, he has hit safely in 20 of his first 21 games. So now Jake Snyder, who leads all of professional baseball in on-base percentage, looking to get on base and to extend this inning for Jason Hinchman as the first pitch to Snyder is a called strike. Good pitch there from Sanchez as Perez leads from first. Here comes the 0-1 to Jake Snyder. And that's in the dirt, count at one ball and one strike from Andre Sanchez, making his 66ers debut this season. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch from the 21-year-old Sanchez. Long pause, here it is, and it is outside. Count at two balls and one strike. His Inland Empire debut, made 4 appearances last year in High A Tri-City. Counted 2-1 as Perez leads from first. Here comes the offering. And a ground ball up the middle, and that will get through into center field. Perez chugging over to third. He gets there without a throw. And the Grizzlies with 2 outs trying to make some noise. So runners now at the corners after the single by Snyder with 2 outs for Jason Hinchman, who's 0-for-1. 4 hits now for Fresno. And now Jason Hinchman, who's 0-for-1 with a pop-up to the plate. Hinchman could tie this game up with one swing of the bat. The Grizzlies would love to win the rest of this series and face Lázaro Montes and the Modesto Nuts next week as Hinchman fouls it off, counted 0-1. Shout out to the world's best girlfriend tuning in from Fresno, California on her break from work. Glad you could tune in on this Wednesday night. As here comes the 0-1 to Hinchman. And it's inside. Count of one ball and one strike. A check on the swing, but he did not go around. So one ball, one strike. Runners at first and third with 2 outs here in the bottom of the third. The Grizzlies, the home team in this doubleheader game two. As that's low, count of 2 balls and one strike. As Jason Hinchman trying to cut into this deficit or tie this game up with one swing of the bat. Here's the 2-1, and he swings and misses a devastating slider in the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. As Sanchez now looking for the punch out of Hinchman. Runner at third is Perez, tons of speed. Snyder, tons of speed at first base as well. As the 2-2's in the dirt, good stop from the catcher and Burns. The count now full 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burns from Reading, Massachusetts. Good defensive catcher. As the count now full 3 balls, 2 strikes to Hinchman. And now Snyder will take off for second on the pitch. Here it is. And he swings and misses. And that will end the inning. The Grizzlies come up empty again as we head to the fourth. All 66ers. We'll be back right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium. Top of the fourth inning, 3-0, 66ers lead the Grizzlies. As Peter Burns bunts the first pitch foul from the new Fresno left-hander, and Sam Weatherly takes over for Stu Flesland the third. As that pitch off the glove of McCabe, count of 1-1. Final line for Flesland the third. He lasts 3 innings, a career high now in innings pitched. As here comes the pitch from Weatherly in the dirt, counted 2-1. 6 hits, 3 runs all earned, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts for Flesland the third. And now to Sam Weatherly, as here's the 2-1, and a high pop-up, and the group of fans will make the play, a barehanded play. On the count now at 2-2, what a catch from the fan just below us and to the left of us. As the count now at 2-2. Weatherly looking for a punch out, and it is a slow ground ball to the second baseman. A tough play, and what a play from Tevin Tucker for the out. Burns is retired 4-3, and he'll bring up third baseman Christian Garcia, who's 0-1, a walk and a run scored. Against Sam Weatherly. Weatherly is appearing in his 6th game out of the bullpen. A 1-1 record, an 8.44 ERA. As there is a strike count at 0-1. Weatherly 1 hold on the year as well. 5 1/3 innings. As that pitch is inside, runs a little bit at 91. Count at 1-1. Weatherly, it's been a tough journey in professional baseball for the left-hander. Has battled injuries over the past couple of seasons. Ground ball to third. Mendez scoops it up over to first in time. It goes 5-3 for the second out. And it'll bring up Joe Redfield. But Weatherly looks to be healthy, and he's back in Fresno where he started in 2021. But now coming out of the bullpen, Weatherly, still the very strong left-hander that we remember. Good size Weatherly, listed at 6'4", 205 pounds. As that is a strike, a good breaking ball on the outside part of the plate, counted 0-1. Weatherly now 24 years old, and you can tell that he has more wisdom in terms of his location, as there's a strike quickly 0-2. Weatherly from Ann Arbor, Michigan, 3rd-round draft pick out of Clemson in 2020. as that pitch is swung on and missed. And Sam Weatherly, a dazzling inning. 1-2-3. And the Grizzlies come up to bat in the fourth. We'll be back right after this.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium. Bottom of the fourth inning. The Grizzlies trail the 66ers 3-0. As Luis Mendez will lead things off against Andre Sanchez, who's been fantastic in his 66ers debut. Here comes the pitch. And it is low for a ball. Count of 1-0 to Mendez, who is 0-1. Here comes the 1-0 to Luis Mendez. And a check swing. He did not go around. Counted two balls and no strikes. Here comes the 2-0. And it's a bunt attempt and it goes foul. Counted two balls and one strike to Luis Mendez. Mendez, the third baseman now. He's playing a little bit more over at third base after Braylon Wimmer missed a couple games due to a lower body injury as the count outside, now 3-1. Wimmer is back, though, but Mendez still playing at third base, and he's looked great defensively. As here comes the pitch from Sanchez, winds and deals, and it's high ball 4. And a leadoff walk to Luis Mendez. First walk issued by Sanchez. And now it's Ben McCabe who was hit by pitch his first time up. So now it brings up Ben McCabe. And just what Dominic Lorenz said in a text right now, it's time to start a rally for Fresno. As the first pitch is a called strike, counted 0-1. Ben McCabe, two hits in yesterday's contest, including an RBI single. Here comes the 0-1 to McCabe, and that is low count of one ball and one strike. Down in the zone there from Sanchez. Light crowd on hand as here comes the 1-1 to McCabe, and it is low count now at two balls and one strike. Here at San Manuel Stadium, it's been great hospitality so far, especially from the 66ers broadcaster and Steve Wentz. As here comes the 2-1. Ground ball to third. Up with it is the third baseman over to second for one. First, a double play. 5-4-3. And great fielding work from Garcia to Plasencia to Vargas. And that is two quick outs. As here comes E.J. Andrews Jr. 1-for-1 with a single. The 66ers have looked really good defensively over the past couple of games against these Grizzlies. As now Andrews Jr. trying to get something going for Fresno here in the fourth. And it's outside count of 1-0. But I'm a little bit jealous of the teams in the South Division because they get a chance to see Steve Wendt more than just two times a year. As here comes the 1-0 outside, counted two balls and no strikes. And we only make one visit here to Inland Empire throughout the regular season. This ballpark, great hospitality, really good food. Love this press box. As now Peter Burns checking on something in his eye, possibly. Counted two balls and no strikes. Time called as the home plate umpire checking in on the catcher for Inland Empire. But the Grizzlies will be done playing the 66ers after this series. As here comes the 2-0. And it's low. Three balls and no strikes. The Grizzlies, though, they need to find a way to get a win tonight. Modesto losing Rancho Cucamonga. San Jose, though, beating Lake Elsinore. As here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr., and that's a strike all the way. Count now at three balls and one strike. The Grizzlies can't afford to drop both games of this doubleheader. Here's the 3-1. Fly ball out to center field. That ball was hit well, but right at the center fielder in Skull, and that will end the inning. Grizzlies come up empty as we head to the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium. Top of the fifth inning, 3-0 66ers lead the Grizzlies as the first pitch is swung on and missed. Sam Weatherly to Anthony Skoll, who's 2-for-2. A pair of singles and a run scored. Here's the 0-1 and a line drive. He's now 3-for-3 with three singles is Anthony Skoll. That is seven hits for Inland Empire. As it brings up DH Sonny DeShera. He's 1-for-2, a single and a run scored. Scored on an error by E.J. Andrews Jr. in right field. As the Grizzlies' offense has been quiet, and the pitching staff trying to keep this game somewhat close. Sam Weatherly into the game. As here comes the pitch, and that is high for a ball. Count of one ball and one strike. As Sam Weatherly takes on DeShera. What if they called another pitch clock violation, it looked like initially, because I thought that was the first pitch. As that is inside from Weatherly. As the count now at two balls and one strike. Here comes the pitch to DeShera. That's a strike. And the count now at two balls and two strikes. We'll see what the count is initially. We have a couple different. We have 1-2 on the video board. We have 2-1 online. So a little bit different as that swung on and missed. And based off of that, that is strike two. So the count should be at two balls and two strikes here in the top of the fifth inning. Here comes the pitch from Weatherly, and it's in the dirt. Good stop from McCabe. The count now runs full three balls and two strikes. Action in both bullpens now. Brady Hill in the Fresno bullpen. And looks like whoever's in the Inland Empire bullpen has stopped warming up for now. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner. Ground ball down the left field line. A base hit. This should score a run. It's going to be 4-0 Inland Empire. The ball is not picked up. It's an RBI double for DeShera. Skull comes in to score. And it's 4-0 66ers. RBI double from DeShera. He is now 2-for-3. Second hit and a run. And it brings up Emmanuel Vargas, who's 1-for-2, a 2-RBI single his last time up. 4-0 Inland Empire. Here in the top of the fifth inning, a big run for Inland Empire. They're looking for the doubleheader sweep. The Grizzlies have not won a doubleheader game in the past couple of seasons. They were swept in their doubleheader in 2022 against Lake Elsinore. And they also were swept against Sacramento a few years ago, as here comes the 1-0. Swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. The Grizzlies not used to playing doubleheaders. It is not easy to play a doubleheader. The Grizzlies right now trying to find answers against Inland Empire, who came out playing today. Here comes the 1-1, and that is fouled off. Count now at 1-2. As the Grizzlies trail 4-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. Here comes the 1-2 from Weatherly, and it's high for a ball. Count at 2-2. Runner at second with no outs here in the fifth inning. Fresno's offense will have to get going. Bomb the lineup will come up the next half inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Vargas down on strikes. Second strikeout for Weatherly. First out of the inning. And it brings up Kevin Castillo, who is 2-for-2 with two singles and an RBI. Castillo, a free-swinging lefty. Left fielder's played in every game of this series so far. He is 5'10", 170 pounds. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. Count at 1-0. Castillo from Valencia, Venezuela. Last year played in the DSL, first season stateside for Castillo. As here comes the pitch. Breaking ball outside. 2-0 as Weatherly falls behind here to Castillo. Lefty-lefty matchup, and this Inland Empire lineup has one true righty. The rest are lefties or switch hitters. As here comes the 2-0, and a foul ball off the chest of the catcher in McCabe. Counted 2-1. The ball ricocheting towards the netting. 2-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. 4-0 Inland Empire leads Fresno. Inland Empire looking to get to 6 wins on the year and 2 in this game and day alone, as there's a strike count at 2-2. Fresno, if they were to drop this game, Inland Empire's 4 of their 6 wins would come against Fresno, which is pretty unbelievable over 21 or 22 games. As now, time called at the plate as the umpire in Gustafson comes out to say something between Weatherly and the batter, as here comes the 2-2. And it is swung on and missed down in the dirt. McCabe will throw it down for the out. Third strikeout for Weatherly, and it goes 2-3 on the putout. Two outs now, and it brings up Adrian Placencia, who's 0-2. And here comes manager Steve Solis. He will take the ball from Weatherly. But Weatherly, good outing overall. He will leave the game And now will be Brady Hill. We'll be back with the pitching change right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium here in the top of the fifth inning. 4-0, the 66ers lead the Grizzlies. As Adrian Plasencia will come up with a runner at second and two outs against the new Grizzlies pitcher, right-hander Brady Hill. Hill, 6 feet, 180 pounds, 23 years old, from Spokane, Washington. Mount Spokane getting two pitchers into this game. As here comes the first pitch to Plasencia. It's low for a ball, kind of one ball and no strikes. Brady Hill making his seventh appearance out of the pen. No record of 1.29 ERA. Seven innings of work for the right-hander in Hill. Here's the pitch. It's low. Two balls and no strikes. Brady Hill, a very good right-hander, went to San Jose State. Back with the Grizzlies for his second year. A 15th round draft pick in 2022. Where he led the Mountain West in saves. As here comes pitching coach Rolando Garza to talk to his right-hander Hill. That was a quick mound visit. Hill, seven innings, four hits, one run it was earned, two walks, and 12 strikeouts on the year. Count now at two balls and no strikes. Two balls, no strikes. Rolando Garza finishing up that mound visit. 4-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. Inland Empire leads Fresno. They're looking for the doubleheader sweep. Fresno has four hits so far, and they will need to find a way to win this game. As here comes the pitch from Hill. And it is low. Three balls and no strikes. And Hill being very cautious with Plasencia. So three balls and no strikes. Here's the pitch from Hill. And that's a strike all the way at 94. Good fastball there from Hill. Count now at three balls and one strike. To Adrian Plasencia, the switch-hitting middle infielder. He's at second base in this contest. As a 3-1 line drive out to right field. A foul ball. It's now 3-2 as the home plate umpire in Gustafson raising his arms up saying it was fouled. That was super close down the right field line. From our point of view, we couldn't tell initially. And if we look at the replay right here, that ball looked to be fair. It looked like it went up and there was some white dust that came up as well. So three balls and two strikes, and that was fortunate for Fresno and Hill, because that would have scored DeShara easily. Given the 66ers a 5-0 lead. So now three balls, two strikes, and here comes the pitch to Plasencia. And it is high ball four to the backstop. And it doesn't matter. That is a walk for Brady Hill. So now runners at first and second with two outs for Capri Ortiz. 0 for 1 with a walk. And Hill issues his first free pass of the evening as the Grizzlies trying to find something. It's been a very weird day overall. A doubleheader Wednesday night baseball, and the Grizzlies are the home team despite playing on the road. And they're wearing gray uniforms. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled off, counted 0-1. I think it got a piece of somebody. I don't know if it was the catcher McCabe or it is McCabe, and they are going to check on him. Here comes manager Steve Solis and athletic trainer Justin Wilson. They went straight to check on McCabe, and you could hear it from all the way up here in the booth of that foul ball. That never feels good. Counted 0-1. The Grizzlies return home next week to take on the Modesto Nuts for a six-game series. But at hands are these Inland Empire 66ers. Stay tuned for the post-game show. Give you a wrap-up of both games and what to expect tomorrow. The Grizzlies will give the ball to Austin Emener tomorrow, the tall left-hander from East Tennessee State. Here comes the 0-1 from Hill. And it's low, count of one ball and one strike. Runners at first and second with two outs. Long inning so far for Fresno staff. As here's a line drive, a base hit up the middle. Here comes the runner, DeShera. The throw from center field is cut off. Now to third. They're going to get the runner at third. The run does come home to score. And it is 5-0. Inland Empire. We head to the bottom of the fifth. All 66ers. We'll be back right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium. Bottom of the fifth inning. 5-0, the 66ers lead the Grizzlies as Caleb Hobson will lead things off. The first pitch is a called strike from Will Christofferson as he takes over for Andre Sanchez. Sanchez, four scoreless innings. As that pitch is high, count of one ball and one strike. Four hits. One walk, one hit by pitch, and three strikeouts for Andre Sanchez in his Inland Empire debut. And now to Christofferson as Hobson swings and misses, count at 1-2. Hobson's 0-for-1 with a pop-up here in the bottom of the fifth. All 66ers here in this game two of the doubleheader. Fresno, though, Not going to shy away just yet. As here comes the 1-2 to Hobson. And a line drive, base hit out of center field. That's how you start a rally, one batter at a time. Fresno's fifth hit of the game and a leadoff single for the speedster and Caleb Hobson. As it brings up Aiden Longwell, who's 0-2. Longwell quickly getting to the box, ready to hit against the new pitcher in Christofferson. Christofferson is 6'4", 210 pounds, from Bettendorf, Iowa. Pitched up in High A Tri-City last year. The Angels, known for moving pitchers quickly, as that ball gets all the way to the backstop. A wild pitch allows Hobson to skedaddle to second. Count a 1-0 to Aiden Longwell. Longwell listed at 6'1", 205 pounds, 22 years old, a 17th round draft pick in 2023 out of Kent State. As here comes the 1-0 from Christofferson, and it's swung on and missed. 87 in on the hands, count at 1-1. So Christofferson takes over on the bump. C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R-S-E-N, Christofferson, is Longwell. Swing and a miss. Quickly one ball and two strikes. Christofferson is 24 years old. Went to Iowa. Seventh game out of the bullpen. No record of 6.30 ERA. As here comes the 1-2, and that's a slow ground ball to first. Longwell is going to be out. It goes three unassisted. Hobson up to third. That is the first out of the inning. As it brings up Tevin Tucker, who's 1-2 with a single. And the Grizzlies trying to score their first run of the game. They've had opportunities tonight. They've come up empty. Five left on base over four innings. Now a runner at third, and the 66ers will play back, so they will trade a run for an out. Tucker, though, would like to drive in some runs, as that's outside, count of 1-0. Tevin Tucker will be our pregame guest tomorrow for the pregame show. A lot of fun to talk to the West Virginia product. As here comes the 1-0, as it's inside, count of two balls and no strikes. He was telling me before the game today that his brother played ball with Jackie Bradley Jr., former Red Sox superstar outfielder. As here comes the 2-0. Outside count of three balls and no strikes. He also was coached last summer by David Carpenter, the former Major League reliever, who also went to West Virginia, and that's where they had ties. As that's outside, and Tucker works a walk. So bases are now runners at the corners here with one out for Andy Perez. Second walk for Inland Empire, and now Perez, who's 1-2 with a single. And this is the ripe opportunity for Perez to get the Grizzlies on the board and to continue this inning for Fresno. As here comes the pitch, and Perez fouls it off, count it 0-1. And a couple fans not paying attention almost takes them out, count it 0-1. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, the Grizzlies are the home team, so they still have eight outs to play with. We're only playing seven, unless, of course, we go to extras again. As the 0-1 is chopped foul off of Perez, and he goes down in a heap. And it's now 0-2, and that is not good. Andy Perez on the ground, on the swing, the body goes down in a hurry. He is up, and he is hobbling, and that is not a good sign. As here comes athletic trainer Justin Wilson again, and Perez, he's on the ground, and we hope that he's okay. That does not feel good. Count now at no balls and two strikes. Perez trying to get feeling in his leg right now. He's walking around that left leg for Andy Perez. Five nothing here in the bottom of the fifth inning, as Andy Perez is now running to make sure he can get some feeling back in his leg. Steve Solis and Justin Wilson looking at their prized infielder in Andy Perez. And Perez talking to Wilson. He still does not have feeling in that leg. The count at 0-2. If you're Kristofferson, you just try to blow a fastball by him and hope that Perez is still a little bit scared to swing at a pitch. Runners at the corners here with one out. Fresno trail 5-0. Jake Snyder on deck. So Fresno in their middle of their lineup, a perfect opportunity to score some runs. Here's the 0-2. And it's fouled off and got a piece of either the catcher or the umpire. The count now 0-2. So Grizzlies trying to find a way on offense. It's been a quiet night for Fresno's offense in game two of this doubleheader. Here's the 0-2. And Perez fouls it off to the left side and out of play towards a little pasture out there. And a race for a souvenir. Count remains a no balls, two strikes to the 19-year-old in Andy Perez from Santa Clara, Cuba. Signed as an international undrafted free agent in 2021. Wasn't even the top infield prospect that year. As the 0-2 is swung on and missed, and Perez down on strikes. A big strikeout for Kristofferson, second out of the inning. And it brings up Jake Snyder, who is 1-for-2, and Perez hobbling back to the dugout. That's a big strikeout for Kristofferson, as the 66ers can get out of the jam again. As Jake Snyder now tries to get the Grizzlies a run. 5-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch, and Snyder takes a strike count at 0-1. Good pitch at the bottom of the zone. No balls, one strike. Kristofferson trying to get out of this inning unscathed. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and missed. Quickly 0-2. Snyder way out in front. Kicks some dirt and gets ready again. And for the Grizzlies, if Snyder strikes out, it would be a very sad ending to the inning. Here comes the 0-2. Swung on and missed, and that is not the way the Grizzlies expected. That ball, though, is in the dirt, but it's scooped up by the first baseman, Vargas, to end the inning. The 66ers, they lead the Grizzlies 5-0 as we head to 6. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium. Top of the sixth inning, 5-0 Inland Empire leads Fresno as Peter Burns will lead things off. Against Brady Hill, who's back on the bump. Here comes the first pitch from Hill to the catcher for the 66ers. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it's inside, count of one ball and no strikes. The Grizzlies, six outs to play with. Or else they will be swept in the doubleheader for the second time in the last 2 years. As here comes the 1-0. And that's outside, counted two balls and no strikes from Brady Hill. That pitch just missing the upper part of the zone. Here's the 2-0. And a line drive caught by the third baseman in Mendez. He has been outstanding over there at the hot corner. And that is the first out, as he'll bring up the third baseman in Christian Garcia. 0-2, a walk and a run. As the Grizzlies would love a quick inning right here and get back to the plate. The Grizzlies have come up empty offensively, as that pitch is in the dirt, count at 1-0. After falling on a walk-off in game one, the Grizzlies were 9-1 coming to this games today on the road. If they lose both, they are now 9-3, as there is a strike. They were undefeated in the gray jerseys. They lost game one in the gray jerseys. So all these numbers that the Grizzlies had have worked against them today. As there is a strike, count of 1-2. And it's got to be a little bit frustrating. This was a team that started 12-3. And they've hit a skid here over the past week or so. As that's a fly ball out to center field. Long run for Hobson. He comes in and he will make the catch. Second out as Hobson was going to a nice speed right there, and he makes the play. So two outs now as Sirius Joe Redfield 0-3 here in game two. The Grizzlies dropped 4 in a row to San Jose. And if they lose this one, they would have dropped 2 of the first 3 of this series. So 6 of their last 7. That pitch is low, count of 1-0. So we'll keep an eye on a couple other games. Well, Stockton leads Visalia 1-0 in the bottom of the 6th inning. As here comes the 1-0. That is fouled off, count of 1-1. The Ports looking to add more runs. They have a couple base runners in the bottom of the 6th. San Jose and Lake Elsinore, they're tied at 3 in the 8th, but the Storm with 2 runners on in scoring position. As that's outside, count of 2-1. And Modesto, they're trying to make a comeback, trailing 6-2, but they have the bases loaded with 2 outs in the bottom of the 4th. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Good fastball at 94, zips past the bat of Redfield, and count now at 2-2. As Brady Hill looking for a 1-2-3 sixth inning. If he can do so, that's a big inning for Fresno. Here comes the pitch from Brady Hill. Winds and deals, and it's a fly ball foul. And we'll do it again with the same count. At 2-2. Final line, by the way, for Sam Weatherly. 1 2/3 innings. 2 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned. No walks and 3 strikeouts. Here comes the pitch. It's high for a ball. Count of 3-2 from Brady Hill. As the Grizzlies trying to get something going here in the 6th inning, as that is called strike 3 and a 1-2-3-6 for Brady Hill. We head to the bottom of the 6th. Can the Grizzlies offense claw their way back? We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the sixth inning, the Grizzlies looking for a comeback clause win. They trail 5-0 here at San Manuel Stadium as Jason Hinchman, who's 0-2, will lead things off against Will Christopherson. As the first pitch is a called strike to Hinchman, count it 0-1. The Grizzlies offense have left 7 on base, 0-5 with runners in scoring position. That is the key in this one so far. As Hinchman takes a pitch outside, count of 1-1. Fresno has had their leadoff man reach in their last 2 innings. And Hinchman would like to continue that stretch as here comes the 1-1, and that is swung on and missed. Count of 1-2, good pitch past the bat of the former Tennessee Tech product. And Will Christopherson to Jason Hinchman. Here's the 1-2, and it hits Hinchman, and a hit by pitch is still a base runner as Fresno has their leadoff man on for the third straight inning. Second hit by pitch by Inland Empire. So 3 straight batters have reached between the innings where the leadoff batter has reached. Between innings 4 and 6, I should say, as now the first pitch is a little ground ball. The third baseman for 1 on a first, and that ball will go off the dugout. And now they're going to tag the runner. He is safe in Luis Mendez. So Hinchman is out. Great play by the third baseman in Garcia. It's a fielder's choice. It goes 5-4 on the fielder's choice. 1 out, runner at first, and it's Ben McCabe who's 0-1 with a hit by pitch. As the Grizzlies trying to get something going, and that is inside, count at 1-0. Luis Mendez at first, as here comes the 1-0. And it's swung on and missed by McCabe, count of 1-1. The Grizzlies, no runs. They've been shut out a couple times this year. Their most recent, literally a week ago against San Jose. Actually, probably 6 days ago. That was Thursday last week as count now at 1-2. But Fresno's offense very quiet as a right-hander starts to get loose down in that Inland Empire bullpen. Here comes the 1-2 to Ben McCabe. And it is swung on and missed. McCabe down on strike, second out of the inning, third strikeout for Christopherson, and it'll bring up E.J. Andrews Jr., who's 1-2 with a single. Quiet night for Fresno's offense, and the Grizzlies just look confused and puzzled at the plate tonight. And the Grizzlies running out of outs to play with in game 2 of this doubleheader. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Counted 0-1. Inland Empire has really played all their cards perfectly in these games. Both starters going some length when not expected, and then their bullpen arms have been outstanding. Here's the 0-1. That is a called strike. 0-2 now as Christopherson gives a little bit kick after that delivery. No balls, 2 strikes. Here comes a pitch to Andrews Jr. with a runner at first. And it's a foul ball and out of play as the Grizzlies trying to avoid being swept in this doubleheader and Inland Empire to take the series lead. 4-3. Quiet second game for Fresno, though. Here comes the 0-2 to E.J. Andrews Jr. And it is called strike 3 and Christopherson 4 strikeouts over 2 clean innings. We head to the 7th. All 66ers. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium. Top of the seventh inning. 5-0, 66ers lead the Grizzlies as the first pitch will hit Anthony Scull, and he is in pain. That looked like it hit the knee. And it's a hit-by-pitch for Scull. And the first hit-by-pitch for Inland Empire's offense, as it brings up Sonny DeShera, who is 2-for-3 with an RBI double, 2 runs. Scull has now reached base 4 times. 3 singles and a hit by pitch. And Fresno, it has not been their day. It's not been their night, not been their game. The Grizzlies still have 3 outs to play with, though, in this contest. So don't count out the Grizzlies just yet, as there's a strike count at 0-1. Fresno will have 9-1-2 due up in the seventh inning. As here comes the 0-1 from Hill. Swung on and missed. Good pitch from Hill in the outside part of the plate. Counted no balls and 2 strikes. Brady Hill's looked really good out of the bullpen for Fresno, and he's been very good all year for Rolando Garza's squad. Counted no balls and 2 strikes as Brady Hill looking for the punch out. Here comes the pitch to DeShera. And it is called strike 3. Good fastball. And it is right down the middle for the strikeout. Second strikeout for Hill. First out of the inning. And it brings up Emmanuel Vargas, who is 1-for-3. A 2 RBI single back in the third inning, where the Inland Empire scored 3 of their 5 runs. Lake Elsinore, San Jose, 4-3 Giants in the bottom of the eighth, as that pitch is a ball, count of 1-0. Rancho Cucamonga leads 6-2. Visalia, they trail Stockton 3-0. Fresno, though, would still be in second place no matter what happens in this contest. As there goes the runner, fly ball to right field. Racing back's the right fielder, Andrews Jr. He will make the catch, throw the ball in quickly. The runner was going initially in Scull. He races back to first. Second out of the inning as Vargas is retired, and it brings up Kevin Castillo, who's 2-for-3 with an RBI single. And then if Brady Hill can work through this inning, Brady Hill will have 2 1/3 innings pitched of scoreless baseball. As long as he can get Castillo right here, here comes the pitch. And it is a ball outside, count of 1-0. Stay tuned for a quick post-game show. We'll wrap up tonight's 2 games and what to expect tomorrow. Fresno looks to get back in the win column. Here's the pitch. That is a strike count of 1-1. Brady Hill, Grizzlies right-hander, trying to get something going for Fresno. This would be counted as a home game, so the Grizzlies could get to a 5-game home losing streak with this loss. Here's a fly ball to left field, long run, and it goes out of play, count at and two strikes. A little weird watching the Grizzlies playing on the road, but playing as the home team in gray uniforms. How many times will you see that? I will say that over and over again, because I don't think I've ever seen it. Count of one ball and two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Brady Hill. And it swung on and missed. Brady Hill, three punch outs over two and a third scoreless frames. We had the bomb the seventh. Last chance for your Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Grizzlies' last chance at bat as Caleb Hobson will lead things off. 5-0 Inland Empire as Hobson looks to bunt. It's a called strike. Count it 0-1 from Will Christofferson. He's looking to finish up this game. As here comes the 0-1 to Hobson, who's 1-for-2 with a single. And Hobson swing and a miss. And the count now at no balls and two strikes. Fresno, it's been a tough night as they trail here 5-0. Here comes the pitch to Caleb Hobson. And he swings and misses. That was disgusting from Christofferson. Five punch-outs for the right-hander. First out of the seventh. And it brings up Aiden Longwell, who's 0-for-3. The Grizzlies down to their final two outs, and it's been a very, very, very quiet game two of this doubleheader. Fresno, with the loss, would drop their second straight game to the 66ers. As that is inside, count at 1-0. Aiden Longwell trying to get something going, the DH for Fresno. Here comes the pitch, and it will almost hit Longwell. He gets out of the way. Quick feet from the Grizzlies DH. Count of one ball, or two balls and no strikes now. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a quick wrap-up of this game. Here comes the 2-0. And it is a called strike. Quickly, two balls and one strike. Fresno back in action tomorrow at 6:35 p.m. Only one game tomorrow. As here comes the 2-1 Longwell. Outside, three balls and a strike. Grizzlies trying to put something together. Tevin Tucker on deck. He's reached base twice. He's our pregame guest tomorrow, and we will talk all about his hot start to the season. As that is outside, ball four, one-out walk. All it takes is one batter for Fresno. Second walk issued by Christofferson, and now it's Tevin Tucker, 1-for-2, a single and a walk. Longwell the runner at first. So Grizzlies trying to get something going here. This Grizzlies team has had a lot of trouble with Inland Empire this year. Continues to have success against Fresno. Here's the pitch. Outside, count of one ball and no strikes. Good pitch initially from the right-hander Christofferson when he struck out Hobson and hasn't been able to find the strike zone ever since. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, 5-0 Inland Empire, 3 runs in the third, 2 runs in the fifth. They won game one of this doubleheader, 6-5 on a walk-off in the eighth inning. It was back and forth between the clubs, and then Fresno running the eighth, but two by Inland Empire in the bottom of the eighth, as that is outside. Counted 2 balls and no strikes. The Grizzlies, again, one at a time. That's all it takes in this contest. Here comes the 2-0, and that's a strike. 92 from Christofferson, counted 2-1. Action down in that 66ers bullpen. Here comes the 2-1 offering. Outside, 3 balls and a strike. As now Tucker way up in the count. He had a home run yesterday and a triple, both the first of his professional career. Here comes the 3-1, and that is low, ball four, and the Grizzlies have 2 runners on with 1 out, and it's Andy Perez, 1-for-3 with a single. Third walk by Christofferson. Tucker's reached base 3 times in this contest, as here comes the pitching coach in Elmer Desens, second year that Desens has been at the pitching coach helm, as he's going to try to stop the bleeding for Christofferson. Christofferson's looked really good besides those 3 walks. As the mound visit going to be broken up by the home plate umpire and Caden Gustafson. Christofferson, the pitcher. As Fresno trying to get back in this contest, still trailing 5-0. So now Andy Perez, who has 3 homers, 3 triples, and 4 doubles. Here's the pitch. Inside, the count at 1-0. Andy Perez trying to get this going. 1-for-3, a big hit right here could continue this inning. Or just watch a couple more balls. And bring up Jake Snyder. Perez takes a pitch inside. 2 balls and no strikes. And all of a sudden, the Grizzlies starting to be patient at the plate. Here in the bottom of the seventh, runners at first and second with 1 out. Long way to go, but the Grizzlies trying to put something together. Here's the 2-0. That's a strike. Count it 2-1, just on the inside black. Good pitch from Christofferson, who's up to 49 pitches. Here's his 50th pitch. And Perez, ground ball, hard hit. This could be 2-3, and the ball's thrown away into left field. This will score a run. It's 5-1. The first baseman, Vargas, sidearm throw to short, and the ball goes into left field, and the inning continues. E3, Tucker to second. Longwell scores on the air. I believe that's also a fielder's choice E3. So it's a run and an error. And it's now 5-1 here in the seventh. First and second, 1 out for Jake Snyder. Here's the pitch. And it's inside. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fresno just trails by 4 now here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Trying to put some luck together. As Grizzlies offense finally breaking through off the mistake by Inland Empire. As that's a strike count at 1 ball and 1 strike. Still waiting for that official ruling on the ground ball to the first baseman in Vargas. Could have been a double play instead. A run for Fresno. As Snyder checks swing, he did go around. Count at 1-2 as he tried to show that he didn't go around. 1 ball, 2 strikes as Jason Hinchman on deck. Here comes the pitch to Snyder. And it is swung on, foul tipped. And that is the second out. Sixth strikeout for Christofferson. And now Jason Hinchman, the last chance for Fresno. By the way, it's a fielder's choice. And it's going to be a catching error on the shortstop in Ortiz. So E6 was the official ruling on the fielder's choice. As the first pitch to Hinchman's low, count of one ball and no strikes. So fielder's choice scores a run 5-1 now. As here comes the 1-0 to Hinchman. Runners at first and second with two outs. Here's the pitch. And that's a strike. Count of one ball and one strike. 94 from Christofferson, his fastest fastball of the night. One ball and one strike. To Jason Hinchman, still looking for his first homer this year. And it is in there. And count of one and two. And the 66ers a strike away from sweeping this doubleheader. Fresno trails 5-1 here in the seventh inning. Runners at first and second with two outs. As here comes the 1-2. And a fly ball to right field. It will scoot out of play. And we'll do it again at one ball and two strikes. Jason Hinchman, runner at second base is Tucker. The runner at first is Perez. 5-1 Inland Empire out hitting Fresno 9-5 here in game two of this doubleheader. But Jason Hinchman can continue this inning with Luis Mendez on deck. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. That will do it. Christofferson, seven strikeouts. And the 66ers, they had four wins coming into the game. Or into the night, they get two. They sweep the doubleheader. They're up to six wins. They now own the series 4-3 over Fresno. And just like that, the Grizzlies fall 5-1. We'll be back right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Maybe doubleheaders aren't the way for the Fresno Grizzlies. They have not won a doubleheader in 7 years as the Fresno Grizzlies fall on both ends of the doubleheader, 6-5 in 8 innings and 5-1 here in game two. Our final scores, Inland Empire improves to 6-16. Fresno now at 13-9. Inland Empire, 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. 7 left on base here in game two. Fresno, 1 run on 5 hits, 1 error. They left 10 on base. The winning pitcher is Will Christopherson. He's now 1-0. The loss is Stu Flesland. The third, he's now 1-1. No save. Time of game, 2 hours on the dot in front of 674 fans. Well, the Grizzlies, it was a tough second game for them after falling on a walk-off in Game 1. The Grizzlies try to bounce back here in Game 2, and they could not do so. Fresno allowed 3 runs in the third, 2 runs in the fifth inning. A big error from E.J. Andrews Jr., a 2-RBI single from Emmanuel Vargas, and an RBI single from Kevin Castillo gave the first 3 runs for Inland Empire. And then Sonny DeShera, an RBI double, scoring Anthony Scull reached base 4 times. And then an RBI single from Capri Ortiz. Inland Empire took a 5-0 lead. And air allowed Fresno score their lone run in the bottom of the 7th inning. But it was a little too little, too late as the Grizzlies fall 5-1. Let's go through the pitching for Inland Empire. Andre Sanchez in his Inland Empire debut, 4 scoreless innings, 4 hits, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. And then Will Christopherson, 3 innings, allowed 1 hit, 1 run. It was unearned. He had 3 walks and 7 punchouts. The Grizzlies, 10 strikeouts over just 7 innings of play. For Fresno's pitching, Stu Flesland, the third, picked up the loss after 3 innings in a spot start. Sam Weatherly, an inning and 2/3. But Brady Hill was the storyline. 2 1/3 of scoreless baseball. He struck out 3 on the evening in Brady Hill. He was outstanding. 2 1/3, 1 hit, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. He was a bright spot for Fresno. On the Grizzlies offense, it was a tough night for the offense in game two. It was Tevin Tucker reaching base 3 times. He was the highlight. Andy Perez a hit, Jake Snyder a hit, E.J. Andrews Jr., and Caleb Hobson also had hits. Luis Mendez a walk, Ben McCabe a hit by pitch, Jason Hinchman a hit by pitch, and Aiden Longwell a walk. Every batter reached base for Fresno, but the Grizzlies could not find a way to bring anybody in. An error helping the cause in the 7th inning. For Inland Empire, 3 for 3, reached base 4 times was Anthony Scull. 2 for 4 for Sonny DeShera. He had an RBI double. 2 hits for Kevin Castillo. Inland Empire had a great second game as well. They won the first game 6-5. And the Grizzlies, back-to-back losses in the gray uniforms. They lose the road-home doubleheader. So the Grizzlies continue to hit the wrong side of the score bug. They are now 6. They've lost 6 of their last 7 games. They dropped to 13-9 on the season. Inland Empire now 6-16. Fresno, they need to find a way to get back in the win column, and they'll try to do so tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. Left-hander Austin Emener gets the ball against right-hander Barrett Kent. Emener, an 0-1 record, a 4.97 ERA. Kent, an 0-4 record, a 5.71 ERA. So the Grizzlies look to get back in the win column against the Inland Empire 66ers, who have won four of their six games this year against the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies, they have a losing record against these 66ers. As a big thank you to Steve Wenstadter for bringing the box score. And the Grizzlies falling in game two, 5-1. So that will wrap it up tonight. The Grizzlies lose both ends of the doubleheader. They lose by a final score of 6-5 in 8 innings, 5-1 in game two. The Grizzlies look to get back in the win column tomorrow. First pitch, 6:35 p.m. Pregame show at 6:20. Our guest will be Tevin Tucker, and we hope you can join us. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Wednesday, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.